Triple Team traffic at 6:09, and as you heard a moment ago, things seem to be improving, huh, Ricky?
Oh, yeah. What once was a 60-minute travel time, it's been reduced by about 15 minutes, so we're not clear of delays. But you're going to see slow and go mixed with just a little bit of really solid slowdown southbound I-15. But now the delays don't start until you hit the I-80-201 interchange. They break up just a little bit after Sandy, pick right back up again. Draper through Lehigh looking a lot better on the west belt as well. Southbound still just a little heavy going over the 21st South Freeway, and westbound on the 21st South Freeway some slowing as you're passing approaching 5600 West. Len Thomas.
In Utah County, northbound 15 moving well from Spanish Fork to Lehigh, and traffic slows just a bit at Main Street, then speeds up nicely until over the point of the mountain at 114th South. This is where we slow down a bit up to the south interchange. At eastbound I-80 is busy at 700 East, but then it's a tight ride around the transition to the east belt and a crash at 1600 South, 1300 West. At 6800 South, 1300 West. Mark?
It looks a lot better rolling up out of South Salt Lake, downtown and into the north interchange area where northbound I-15 has really recovered pretty nicely. Got some 2300 North Warm Springs delays briefly there. Davis County delays about Parrish Lane up to Layton Hills Mall. Still fairly thick. Highway 89 overflow delays continue up to Fruit Heights as well. Lee's Heating and Air is now scheduling air conditioner tune-ups for just $59. Call 801-747-LEES. That's 801-747-LEES. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.